Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. My name is Kishore VS, I'm a science teacher, and in today's episode we're looking at cell specialization in animals. If you want to see the video for this topic, head over to the Science Break on YouTube and click on the biology playlist. But for now, let's get going. In the previous episode, we talked about the idea of cell differentiation. We said that in the early stages of development, after an egg cell is fertilized, that the cells undergo differentiation and become specialized. This is so that they can do a specific job. Today, we're looking at three specialized cells in animals: muscle cells, nerve cells, and sperm cells. Let's start with muscle cells. The job of muscle cells is to help with movement. They do this by contracting. Muscle cells have special proteins that can slide over each other, and that allows them to contract and therefore allows movement. They also contain lots of mitochondria, more than most other cells, in order to supply energy from the process of respiration. They contain a store of a substance called glycogen, which can be broken down to release glucose, which can be used in respiration. Next, let's take a look at nerve cells. Nerve cells transmit electrical impulses around the body. They have a long, thin structure called an axon along which the nerve impulse travels. The axon could be anything from a few millimeters all the way up to about a meter in length. This allows nerve impulses to travel all over the body. An axon is insulated to prevent the electrical impulse from leaking and to make the nerve impulse travel more quickly. Nerve cells also have structures called dendrites, and these allow them to communicate with other cells. Remember, you must never talk about nerve cells sending messages around the body. They transmit impulses or they transmit electrical signals around the body, not messages. Finally, let's look at sperm cells. Sperm cells have the job of traveling to and fertilizing an egg cell. Sperm cells have a head and a long tail. At the tip of the head is a structure called an acrosome. An acrosome contains enzymes, and these enzymes break down the outer surface of the egg so that the sperm cell nucleus can enter. The head of the sperm contains a nucleus which has 23 chromosomes worth of DNA carried from the father. This DNA will combine with the DNA from the egg cell during fertilization. Just behind the head is what we call a midpiece, and this contains lots and lots of mitochondria which again release energy from the process of respiration to allow movement of the tail. The long tail is to help the sperm cell swim all the way to the egg. There are millions of sperm cells that could be travelling to the egg, and only a few will reach the egg and only one will enter the egg. So there we have it, adaptations of three cells that you need to know about for GCSE Biology and GCSE Combined Science. Remember, you can access lots of videos for GCSE Science on the YouTube channel, The Science Break. There is The Science Break website at thesciencebreak.com, and you can follow on Instagram and Twitter at The Science Break or on Facebook, The Science Break. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'll see you again soon.